Now, South Africa's politics is slowly changing, especially in how voters are responding to political parties. Recent local government by-elections has shown that major political parties are either just holding on, or they're shedding support for either smaller parties on the fringe or for community-led civic organizations. Musi Maimane leads the One South Africa movement. He joins me now. You're quite confident that there would be some finalization of legislation that would be ready for the 2024 general and provincial election. You've already said that you have plenty of candidates or building a movement with independent candidates that are ready to stand in that poll.
Good afternoon, Lester, and good afternoon to fellow South Africans. Absolutely. I think, listening to the discussion even that took place in Parliament today, what is very clear is the fact that what we have at the moment isn't working. People are getting away with corruption. People are not doing their jobs. If you ran a poll even on this radio station, I bet you half the listeners don't even know who their member of Parliament is. So it's not working. So whatever the version we come up with, best be a version that eventually says, let's give power back to the people. And I think whether we like it or not, we have to get independence. Independence, if some might be linked to a party, others may not, but we have to get there. So that ultimately, if someone loots, doesn't deliver, we can fire them. So what we're doing as One South Africa Movement is building that vehicle to make that possible, to make sure that we've got the best candidates available for 2024, and we're already beginning that work even in 2021, where independents are allowed to run, where we're saying, let's get the best people to serve the people, and they're not always going to be in political parties.
Musi, we're going to need, if you want to have this ready by 2024, you'd need cooperation, you need work done by the Demarcations Board in order to set up the constituencies. You're going to have to be using census data. Statistics South Africa is going to have to get involved, and I think most importantly, you're going to have political will from political parties, whoever governs a particular area or national government, to be receptive to getting those wheels in motion. Are you confident, are you realistic that by 2024, in what, 3 years' time, we'll have a new electoral system that would incorporate independent candidates at a provincial and national level?
Well, what is very obvious is the fact that the South African government cannot delay this matter much further. From the simple basic understanding that the Constitutional Court has given them the mandate until June next year. So at a starting point, all the work that has to be done in interministerial committees, in all the very entities of government you've already listed, has to happen. So it's not, that's not my obligation. It's the Constitutional Court has mandated government to do that, and government must do that.
Musi Maimane, One South Africa Movement founder, thank you so much for joining us here on the Midday Report.